Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world. Coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing.
She should have come to my house when those five boys were causing so much trouble. It wasn't so easy.
This is not about Ann Romney. This is about the waitress in a diner in, you know, someplace in Nevada who has two kids whose daycare funding is being cut off because of the Romney-Ryan budget.
Look, I know what it's like to struggle. And if maybe I haven't struggled as much financially as some people have, I can tell you and promise you that I've had struggles in my life.
That's a little back and forth between Democratic strategist and CNN contributor Hillary Rosen and Ann Romney. Well, first she says she hasn't worked a day in her life, and then the story latest is that she's actually issued a formal apology to Ann Romney, the wife of the presumptive GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, for the comments that she made. But I'm wondering, did the real face of feminism show for just a second there? I mean, we've heard all the way back to the feminine mystique that a woman who stays at home is not really fully a woman, who woman who merely bears children and takes care of them and her husband and stays home, we would call a working mom nowadays, is somehow less than. Did we see the true face of feminism and its view of women like Ann Romney, or about like a lot of our listeners who may just simply stay at home and work there? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Thursday afternoon, April the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. You can join us. Wendy Wright will be with us in the first few minutes of the program to talk about these recent comments made by this Democratic strategist about Ann Romney, the wife of Mitt Romney. A little bit later, Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us. We'll get her thoughts on the glamorization of murder-suicides among the elderly. They're kind of told as Romeo and Juliet stories. They are far from that. And then, in the last half hour of the program, audio open lines. Ed Young, pastor of a megachurch in Dallas, Texas, known lately for his sexperiments, that's sermon series that he has done in two successive years on sex, the marriage bed, all those kinds of things. Well, lately, he's in the news again for having a live lion in a cage on Easter morning, along with a live lamb. I saw a video of him holding it while he was preaching his Easter message. I don't know what he was preaching, but he's come under some fire for it. Even his own parishioners are a little put off, thinking it's a bit of a stunt. I want to know, what do you make of it? Is it a stunt? Is it a good sermon illustration? You can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your reaction there, or wait about a half hour. We'll have audio open lines. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Wendy Wright is a regular guest. She's interim executive director for Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute, based in Washington, D.C. Wendy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. So glad to be on.
Did we see for just a second what feminists really think about the stay-at-home mom?
I thought the exact same thing, that their worldview slipped through. I mean, as a conservative woman who's been in media, in the highest echelons of Washington, D.C. political realm, I can tell you that the greatest contempt that liberals have is reserved for conservative women. That those who claim that they are the only ones who truly speak for women and understand women have treated me with just really quite contempt, and as if I were a second-class citizen because I'm conservative. And I think this was a very sloppy attempt. Hillary Rosen's statement was just a very sloppy attempt to try and make the issue about wealth and women. And President Obama tried to clarify her remarks and in also trying to distance himself from him by saying that his wife, Michelle, didn't have the luxury to stay at home. But I think that many of us recognize that it's not an issue of luxury, staying at home with children, but it's a matter of sacrifice. And that you see, the reason I say that is because you see very wealthy families with both parents working when the both parents don't need to work. For example, Michelle and Barack Obama made a combined income of $479,000. So it wasn't an issue of having a luxury of staying at home. It was a choice to whether to work or stay at home. And that many women who stay at home, it's a choice, it's a sacrifice, and it's because they've decided to put other human beings, their children, above themselves.
Okay, does it also say something more fundamental about what the feminist mindset remains on the issues of motherhood and children, how they value those two roles, those two things in women's lives?
Yes, I agree that it does. It shows that they consider their own careers oftentimes to be more important than raising children. That furthering their own career has more impact on themselves and on the world than raising the next generation. Now, we recognize that women who work, whether it be part-time or full-time, and raise their families, that doesn't necessarily reflect what their own priority is. But when you have someone like Hillary Rosen, who is herself a rather wealthy woman, very powerful woman, who has chosen to be in the workforce, to look down on another woman who's chosen to raise five children, that somehow the Ann Romney doesn't have a grasp on the real world, that she's somehow weird or marginalized because she's chosen to raise her children and to sacrifice her own ambitions in order to raise her children.
I think it also ignores, Wendy, that there are many women who do work, and they do work out of necessity, and they simply cannot afford in dollars and cents to make the sacrifice to stay at home, or at least they think they can't. And they would love to leave the workforce, and they would love to be able to be at home with their kids. They would love to be able to take care of the home in that way. As hard of work as it is, they would trade it in a second, but it sounds like feminism says, well, if you do that, you're really taking a step down.
Right. And I think we can look to Europe as to where liberal mindset is. I do work at the UN, and so I end up working with a number of people in the international community. And in Europe, a big focus right now is on harmonizing work and family. I think the reason they're doing that is they're trying to give some lip service to the idea that family is significant. But notice, it's work and family. And I think what that signifies is that it's expected that women work, not that their whole and sole focus could be on their family. And that's really where I think liberals would like to take America as well. Women can have children, and we recognize that families are significant, but she still needs to work to be a significant person whose opinion is worth listening to. And that was what Hillary Rosen was addressing in her comments. She was noting that Mitt Romney will look to his wife for what are women saying about the issue of economics. Hillary Rosen looked down upon that Ann Romney would have nothing of significance worth saying when it comes to economics or what women think, because Ann Romney herself raised five children and was not in the workforce.
That's what I found most shocking about Hillary Rosen's comments, because she was actually speaking in the context, as you just said, of Mitt Romney saying, well, I'm listening to my wife, when I listen to my wife. And it was almost as though he was criticizing Governor Romney for listening to his wife. Now, had she been a corporate lawyer, I don't think she would have criticized Mitt Romney for listening to his wife, but because she's a stay-at-home mom, albeit very affluent, what would you be listening to a woman like that for?
Right. Like there's something odd about Ann Romney because she chose to raise her children and spend her time and sacrifice her own ambitions to raise her children, whatever. And actually, I shouldn't say that, because it may well be that her true ambition in life is to raise her children, that she has recognized that children are one of the greatest things that we can invest our lives into. And frankly, as a society, we owe a huge debt to women who are raising their children because we're relying on that next generation to carry us on into the future. I think it's also quite interesting what Hillary Rosen, when she tried to define what she was saying, that Ann Romney doesn't understand what it's like how to the struggles that other women have on feeding their children or where to send children to school or why we worry about our children's future. Well, frankly, those are the same kinds of issues that that cross all strata, all socioeconomic levels, that families from all ranges care about what to feed their children, where their children, what their children are being educated, and certainly worry about their children's future. And I think that it really showed how out of touch someone like Hillary Rosen, very liberal, feminist women can be to what really matters to people that cross all socioeconomic boundaries.
With only 30 seconds here, Wendy, another term was used, old-fashioned. Mitt Romney's old-fashioned when it comes to his views of women. In feminist speak, what is that code for? About 30 seconds, no more.
Well, basically conservative values, traditional values, that family matters, that religious beliefs are significant. I think it's those two things, that someone who cares deeply about their religion and wants to live out their faith, and that care about their families and see families as a priority, that the human beings that God has put in our lives the most intimately are the ones that we ought to be treat with our highest priority.
Wendy Wright is Interim Executive Director for Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute based in Washington, D.C. Find a link to their website at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Wendy, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about, these are sad stories, sometimes portrayed as elderly Romeo and Juliet's, murder-suicides among the elderly. Are they really the romantic pictures? They've been glamorized by the media. Colleen Carroll Campbell says, not rightly so. We'll find out what she has to say after this. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
You believe that there's not one error in the Bible. That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.